Chapter 2. You, therefore, my child, keep on acquiring power in the undeserved kindness that is in Christ Jesus. And the things you heard from me that were supported by many witnesses, these things entrust to faithful men who in turn will be adequately qualified to teach others. As a fine soldier of Christ Jesus, take your part in suffering adversity. No man serving as a soldier involves himself in the commercial businesses of life in order to gain the approval of the one who enrolled him as a soldier. And even in the games, anyone who competes is not crowned unless he has competed according to the rules. The hard-working farmer must be the first to partake of the fruits. Give constant thought to what I am saying. The Lord will give you understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ was raised up from the dead and was David's offspring according to the good news I preach, for which I am suffering and being imprisoned as a criminal. Nevertheless, the word of God is not bound. For this reason, I go on enduring all things for the sake of the chosen ones, so that they too may obtain the salvation that is through Christ Jesus, along with everlasting glory. This saying is trustworthy. Certainly, if we died together, we will also live together. If we go on enduring, we will also rule together as kings. If we deny, he will also deny us. If we are unfaithful, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Keep reminding them of these things, instructing them before God not to fight about words, something of no usefulness at all because it harms those listening. Do your utmost to present yourself approved to God, a workman with nothing to be ashamed of, handling the word of the truth aright. But reject empty speeches that violate what is holy, for they will lead to more and more ungodliness, and their word will spread like gangrene. Hymenaeus and Philetus are among them. These men have deviated from the truth, saying that the resurrection has already occurred, and they are subverting the faith of some. Despite that, the solid foundation of God remains standing, having this seal: Jehovah knows those who belong to him, and let everyone calling on the name of Jehovah renounce unrighteousness. Now in a large house there are utensils not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and earthenware, and some for an honorable use, but others for a use lacking honor. So if anyone keeps clear of the latter ones, he will be an instrument for an honorable use, sanctified, useful to his owner, prepared for every good work. So flee from youthful desires, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a clean heart. Further, reject foolish and ignorant debates, knowing that they produce fights. For a slave of the Lord does not need to fight, but needs to be gentle toward all, qualified to teach, showing restraint when wronged, instructing with mildness those not favorably disposed. Perhaps God may give them repentance leading to an accurate knowledge of truth, and they may come to their senses and escape from the snare of the devil, seeing that they have been caught alive by him to do his will.